Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Rebirth of Mothra.
1996.
Very 1996.
And not a great 1996.
No, I, okay,
very,
so...
Very, like, made-for-cable movie 1996.
Yeah, it looks like kind of Power Rangers-like.
Yeah.
So first of all, I know Mothra's not your favorite.
Right.
So it's tough to, like, be like, let's watch a... where it's, Mothra's the main character.
Yeah, well, you know, I gotta say... when the Godzilla King of the Monsters trailer came on, and there's that Mothra moment.
Yeah.
I got excited about Mothra.
Okay.
Because of that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. And Mothra's starting to kind of grow on me.
Mm-hmm. this didn't fuck it up for you?
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
It actually didn't.
Okay.
There's some bits that are ridiculous, and there's also this great moment which in it that I'll bring up later that I go exactly.
Okay.
So this movie starts with bad lumber people.
Immediately, it starts with deforestation, and I'm like, oh great, I already know what the message is.
Not only that, it's like they're running over nests.
Yeah.
You see, like, a nest with eggs in it,
well,
and then, like, the tire or treads going over it.
Before that, we get the main title, and we get a shot of Mothra, which is kind of this really kind of fuzzy and cuddly Mothra.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if we've seen Mothra in the 90s yet.
Oh, yeah. We also get the TriStar logo, and I was like, oh, it's very...
Yeah, around that time, a lot of the 90s eras... Godzilla movies were released through TriStar. They did the home video distribution.
All right.
So, and then this is, I mean, we mentioned this on the last episode about the dubbing. So I watched the first 15 minutes of this movie and then I'm like, I'm going to come back to this. And then I ended up watching it a couple days ago.
Oh.
But the dubbing, okay, first of all, the kids, it starts off, they get introduced to the kids, and it's they're just like fighting and yelling, and the dubbing is awful, and they're just like the voices are really just like nerve-wracking, and then the mom comes in.
Well, I feel like kid stuff in this stuff usually sucks.
Yeah, so
it's like they're like, it's kind of like saying when you watch like a Pippi Longstocking movie.
Yeah.
It's like the same kind of like like kind of like whiny voices, yeah. Like almost like they're crying.
So when I was watching the first 15 minutes, I'm like, oh shit, Jorge's. I'm like, I can't believe I put him through this, because I knew it was a kid's movie, but I didn't remember, like, I haven't seen it in probably like 10, 15 years. And I was like, the first thing I thought was the last kid's Godzilla kind of Toho movie we watched was Godzilla's Revenge, which you weren't a fan of, but I'm like, holy shit, I'd much rather be watching that right now. Uh-huh. But things kind of, it gets a little obnoxious because Laura and Mona. Well, here's the thing.
Look,
there's a dog fight in a house.
Right.
And it does that thing that you hate, which is superimposed flying things, just kind of sliding around on the screen.
Yes.
Instead of looking like it's flying, like a Star Wars ship or something, it looks like a South Park thing where they slide the things around and they just... And so I'm like, I forget what the rest of this
miniature
movie's like.
Miniature dogfight with lasers.
Yeah.
It's
some...
just bad composite. This is bad 90s compositing.
Yeah.
Like, I was like sitting there going, all right, this is like what old CGI would look like.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, but this feels cheap, like cheap CGI.
Yeah.
That I was like, wait a minute, this is 96. So Jurassic Park was 93. So it's like, okay, hang on. Good CGI was available. It's just, this is a low budget CGI. This is a CGI that like a Corman movie CGI.
Yeah. So it, I'm like, geez, man, if this, this is this dogfight's like 15 minutes in or something, and this movie's like an hour and a half or something, maybe even a little bit more. And I'm just like, I don't know if I could handle this.
The whole movie?
Yeah. And then and then luckily things change.
They change, yeah.
Things change. They, yeah. So over
but
where
there is a whole bit at the beginning that you kind of have to plug through. You're right. There's, yeah, yeah, the sisters and then the other sister, Belvera.
Yeah, on her.
On the evil queen.
She rides a creature called Garu Garu.
Yes.
And which is a dragon that turns out to be a robot.
Right. Which is good because she was kicking it all the time.
Oh, and hitting it on the head and stuff.
Every time she did something, she would kick it. Even when it was doing something good, she's like, all right, good job. We did it. Kick, kick, hit the head. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So something breaks the bulldozer and they find it's the seal and they pry it off. While they're prying it off, they're cutting to, what is it, Mara and Laura? What, the Mona. Mona and Laura and Belvera. And, and like, what? They're in some place that we don't know where it is. They're like in some, we know they're not there. Like, I was like, are they behind the seal? Are they underneath it? Where are they? I don't know. But they just kind of cut to them just because, like, they somehow know what's happening, even though they're not necessarily there.
Yeah.
And this is where you first get a glimpse of, like, okay, Mona and Laura, you go like, oh, these are kind of the new twins, we'll call them. Yeah. And but they're like, but then who's this who looks like she's dressed like the evil queen from the Snow White movies or something? You know, it's like,
yeah, Rita Repulsa from Power Rangers.
What is going there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's now, not really a lot of explanation. It feels like this is a sequel, but it's not.
And then from there we go to the awful family.
Uh-huh.
And there's awful. The movie, they're awful. They yeah, so the girl has the kid's book, the kid's trying to wrestle the book back, he's complaining. The mom has had enough of this. She says, why don't you just let her have the book? She's younger than you. The kid tries to wrestle the book back by pinching his sister's cheeks.
Yeah.
When has that ever worked? Okay. And then dad shows up, and it's like, oh, man, mommy and daddy are fighting. And he gets the thing, he wants to put it on a chain. Oh, by the way, also, mom's got these trinkets things, these little doodads on the shelf that are super expensive, and she doesn't want her husband to even go near them.
Yeah.
So he gets his chain, he puts it on the kid that's sleeping. He goes up, he climbs up to her bed, he puts his necklace around her neck,
uh-huh.
And then he like sits back and drinks a beer in her bed.
They're awful. They're all awful. And I guess the point is this whole monster thing brings them together, I guess.
Yeah, was like, this monster is basically going to save their marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he says to the little girl while she's sleeping, you're lovable, you know, and totally unlike your mom.
Jesus.
Just shitty people.
Yeah.
They do cut to Mothra at the beginning, and I was like, wait a minute, this is Mothra. It looks like she's already been born.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, I was like, the whole time I'm like, oh my gosh, wait a second, it's called Rebirth of Mothra, and Mothra's already here, so that must mean this Mothra dies.
I didn't think she was going to die.
It may be because I saw it a long time ago, but I was like, I'm like, she's already born. And then we get introduced because he takes the seal off of the seal off of the rock.
Right.
It brings on, brings Descadora.
Yes.
And I really like Descadora. I don't know if it's just because he's taking the attention away from this awful family, but it's a breath of fresh air to see this giant monster. And
yes,
it just looks like a dragon. And then they call him Descadora, and you're like, oh, but he only has one head. Or does he? And then he has three heads.
Right.
And I
Descadora is basically means Death Ghidorah. He's actually Death Ghidorah. Like, he's an even worse Ghidorah. He's got four legs.
He has four legs.
He's keeps rearing up.
Yeah, he's a crawling kaiju. Like, I was trying to figure out how it worked, and it looks like it's one person in like a crawling position, kind of like a like Baragon or Angulus.
Oh, it is. Oh, I thought it was like, so I thought it might be like a two person.
He rears up on his hind legs so much. How would the front person be able to do that?
And you ever see those lion dancers?
Oh yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing the back legs actually move. Like, I thought the back legs was almost like just like a base thing, and then he could jump up and rear back and then just catch himself again.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was bigger than a man on his hands and knees.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. I wish I knew. Like, I wish I could see some behind the scenes stuff, but I don't. Did a quick search. I don't really see anything. But
oh, you mean to see?
Yeah, huh. I like the design. And then I didn't even notice that it didn't have wings until the wings showed up. I was just like, oh, cool. It's like King Ghidorah.
He did have wings. It's just like the wings sprouted differently. The wings were back there, and they had like the claw at the tip of the wing, like at the top of the wing.
So they were there.
Bends, was huge. Like, it was like, oh, it's a really menacing looking wing claw.
The fact that you say it's the Death Ghidorah, it would have been cooler if it was even like a black color. Because I thought the paint on it, or the whatever color, however they do the color on those things, just looked kind of like a run of the mill dragon. Like something I guess you'd see in like Game of Thrones or, I don't know, Fire in the Sky. What was that movie? What was it Reign of Fire? Did you ever see Reign of Fire?
Yes.
Is that a movie we should cover? Should we cover dragons?
I think that falls into our domain.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see. That'd be way down the road, I think. But I like the design. I just wish... But, you know, King Ghidorah is so striking that it's gold. It's so crazy that I would have liked to see something like that with Death Ghidorah. Something like, if it was like bright orange or green or some sort of like crazy, like silver or something. But
I don't know. Like, I was okay with his color. I thought the darkness worked okay. Yeah. They did a lot. Like, he had like he had a rounder face than like the King Ghidorah. He had a lot more like round jowly bits like around him, but it was all like spiky and whatever. It wasn't
and he doesn't shoot lightning, he shoots fire, and it's real fire, which is kind of cool. They need more of that.
There's Death Ghidorah wings folded, and then he, you know, he flips them out, and you know, then he's like really.
Yeah. After all the shit goes down with the dog fight in the house, they take the Mothra twins and Fairy, which is a tiny Mothra that the twins ride on, and they get on a plane, and they dress the twins like dolls, and then they treat the fairy like it's just a toy, and I thought that might have been the best bit in the movie, like as far as the stuff that was going on with the family. Like I thought that was kind of fun, the way they dressed the twins, and then the kid was holding Fairy, which is the little Mothra, and it reminded me of a question that I used to ask on this show a lot, which is, would you want a tiny blank? So this kid actually is holding a tiny like pet Mothra, and I would love that if that little thing was flying around in my house and stuff. Once again, we don't want to like, you know, keep it in a cage or, you know, like we want it to be free, but at the same time, like I would like to have a little tiny Mothra flying around. I could put my action figures on it.
We left out the bit about when the girl got that necklace, it gave her powers.
Oh yeah, she had like telekinesis or something.
And they even made her like her face started looking gray and like they made her face all gray and ashen. But yeah, she had these telekinetic powers.
They kind of did that Close Encounters of the Third Kind
made the kid
scene where the toys are moving around.
Yeah, yeah, or like almost like she's like almost like exorcist-y.
Yeah.
And then and so her brother runs away, and then Belvera goes after basically her brother. There's a part where she sends a dog after the kid.
Uh-huh.
The dog doesn't seem scary at all. The dog seems so happy to go play with that kid.
Yeah.
When they're in the house and Belvera opens the beer and it sprays in her face, and they cut to a close up and they put that foam on her face.
Yeah.
And then when they're shooting,
look like the consistency of like beer foam.
No, it's super thick.
Yeah.
It's like shaving cream. And there's another part when they're shooting the lasers in the house and the kid is able to shield the laser with just his tennis shoe. Oh, what about when he had that butterfly net and he catches her in the butterfly net?
He just happens to have a butterfly
lifts
net.
Him up, lifts him up.
It was rough.
The moth, yeah.
Because the whole time I'm watching this, I'm thinking, I'm like, oh my gosh, what have I done?
And then Fairy gets hurt and the lights in Fairy's eyes kind of go out for a while.
Yeah.
And so the kid tries to help the sisters. Are they sisters? Yeah, they're all sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the good sisters tries to help them by flying them in it with a kite.
Yeah. And they attack Des Ghidorah with a kite, or no, the little one, Garu Garu, with the kite. But I don't know why the twins are riding the kite. It seemed like it was really, really violent.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kid, like, it's super, yeah. And so we find out that special amulet shield thing that they had pried out the earth that became part of that necklace is it has healing powers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hold on. Des Ghidorah.
Yeah.
His roar?
Uh-huh.
Is just basically an elephant sound. So anytime he's off camera, it just sounds there's elephants in the distance.
So 40 minutes in, we get the giant Des Ghidorah, and then the twins have the seal. They take to them it looks like a shield. It's just the necklace thing. So I'm like, oh my gosh, we're only 40 minutes in. There's like almost like an hour left, and I feel like this is like the ending of the movie. Like, this should be it. Like, the monster's big, and we have the thing that we need to get, and, you know, we're going to get Mothra to fight it.
Uh-huh.
But this is, like, just the beginning.
Yeah, there's a few times I was like, oh, there's still more of this movie.
We get the Mothra song.
Yes.
One of three.
This is the Mothra song.
Yeah, this is, like, the more classic Mothra song.
Right. We also find out that Des Ghidorah is an ancient creature, just like Mothra was an ancient creature. And like way back millions of years ago, Mothra's fought Des Ghidorah's like all the time.
Yeah. And that Des Ghidorah comes from space, which is in line with like the continuity as far as King Ghidorah's origins. He's a space monster. So they sing the Mothra song and Mothra shows up to go fight. But when Mothra shows up to fight, the twins are like surprised. They're like, oh, Mothra. And it's like, yeah, you just sang.
Yeah, you just sang the damn song.
Yeah. What did you think was going to happen?
And then two of my favorite things that happens in these movies happens. The earth cracks open and dams break.
Yes.
Always looks great.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, I wonder how many dams are actually in Japan. And then I thought, oh, zero, zero, because they keep breaking. But it's like there's a ton of movies where there's a dam that breaks.
It just looks so good.
Yeah, it looks good. But I'm just wondering if, like, I'm curious to know, like, if there's a lot of dams in Japan where it's like, it makes sense?
I don't know.
Or do they keep going back to the same one?
So Mothra can shoot lightning from her wings.
That's new.
Right?
Yeah. The glitter, the glitter's kind of something that's been around.
Oh yeah, and little, like, I started writing about all that. Oh, she's gonna attack him with glitter. I can't think of this. Light of the Rings. Her wing gets bitten. Like the dragon bites her. That was pretty good. And then the second song, I called it the love theme from Rebirth of Mothra.
It was my favorite of the three songs. I really like that song. It was a nice song.
It's like first the hits, and then you hit him with the new stuff.
Yeah, it's true. It reminded me of the King Caesar song. It was very low key. Is this what wakes up the? Yeah.
Well, this is where Mothra starts getting jacked. I mean, she's getting pounded.
Yeah.
And then so her larva starts cracking through its egg.
Prematurely,
way too soon.
Yeah,
and he's gonna come help. And I was like, "Hang, you're it's like it's larva. What you think you can help? You're a worm, you know."
Yeah, guess what? Nope.
Yeah,
it doesn't help. It shoots the rainbow silk, or like rainbow silk. Like, I like that effect.
Well, it was it rainbow? It's like the tricolor foam when you do like the gas station car wash. But first thing he does, it has like this chest laser, this green chest beam.
And I was like, oh, that's new. Yeah.
Like I didn't Mothra healed by prayer with the amulet.
The larva gets picked up by two of the heads.
Yeah, and it's like
brutal.
There's a part where they're talking about it, they're like, it's so small, and like, yeah, but look, it's really courageous. And that's the kind of, like, those are the kind of things that you put in a kid's movie.
Yeah.
It's like, you're small, but if you're courageous.
But the thing is, the larva is bigger than Mothra's body. Because later Mothra carries the larva, and the larva's like way bigger.
Yeah, it's big.
But yeah, the larva gets bit by two of the heads, and all this like yellow blood.
It's starts coming out. The whole when like he's shooting the dragon with the silk, and then the dragon just rips the silk apart and goes after the larva, and the larva's got yellow blood.
Yeah,
and gets messed up.
Bad. And I'm like, oh, well, now we have a jacked up Mothra and a jacked up larva. Like, great.
And then, we also got Mothra also has antenna beams.
Yeah.
So, yeah, antenna. Yeah, they're, yeah. And Dez Ghidorah has this, like, back electrocution thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's kind of like when Godzilla charges up.
Mm-hmm.
But it just shocks people with his back.
Which is good.
Keeps sounding like there's elephants in the distance.
Mothra's camouflage.
Yeah. So Mothra's worked. The kid has worked. But they're able to break the dam. Or they get him to break the dam. And boom. Oh, phew. And now Martha, who's super old and super tired, starts carrying her kid.
Oh,
trying God. To get her back home.
So here's the thing.
Can't do it. And there's 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
He falls into the ocean and dies. And it's awful.
So I've been waiting for Mothra to die the whole time. And she's like,
I
thought she was going to die in the fight.
I didn't know she was going to die. But she drops him. She's weak. She's old, and now she's gonna drown
because
pick herself up out of the water.
And then there's that part where she gives it one last like push, and then all of a sudden you hear like a gargle sound, and you're like, "Oh no,
that wasn't good."
And then it just the next thing you think is just she's under the water, she's sinking, and it's just like this may be the saddest kaiju death yet. It was bad. Like I felt. It's stupid because it's a fucking puppet. It's a puppet on strings and it's made of like fuzz and shit, but it's like, this is bumming me out.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
Yeah. And so now the larva is a is orphaned.
Yes.
And we get
they're like, well, wait, and they're like wondering, hey, if he grows up into a moth, will it be Des Ghidorah? And they just look at him. The kid asks that. He's like, yeah. Hey, well, and they're like,
That's not.
And so they look at him like going, listen to yourself. How stupid is that?
my next note is some random asshole in the hospital is talking about how oxygen is important. The dude goes off and he starts yelling and he's on a cell phone and he's starts blaming the dad for, you know, all of this for happening. And it's just fine, I guess. I don't really remember why the scene is important.
There's these things where like, this is kind of like what happened. In the last movie, Mysterians, there's that part when the guy was like, hey, it sounds like there's a big disaster happening where, you know, this guy we know is. And then I was like, oh, I hope he's okay. And then it cuts to, like, a bunch of bad stuff happening.
Yeah.
And it's like, it hadn't even happened yet. Yeah. And it's like, there's, like, a part where they're like, there's the announcement. It's like, it seems that the monster is now taken to the air. And after that, they cut to him now with the new special looking wings and he starts flying. Yeah. He hadn't flown yet.
No.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
And then the third song.
The third song, which was my least favorite of the songs. It was kind of boring.
And then there's this whole thing where the larva is basically like TPing a tree.
Yeah.
Mothra style.
These thousands of year old trees. It was almost like in order for it to be a kid's movie, they had to put some sort of education in there to talk about these trees on this island and how some are thought to be like 10,000 years old or something. I'm like, why are you telling me about these trees?
It's so, yeah. Well, right.
I mean, the larva uses the tree to create the cocoon and the gestation period is like nothing.
Minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Instant.
And it's weird because it's not just a fully formed Mothra. It's a bunch of little tiny ones.
Right.
Made of light that kind of come together, which I thought was kind of dumb until the end, which I thought was also dumb, but sort of cool looking at the same time. But I'll talk about that in a little bit. You know, more people die from a bee sting than snake bites.
You're right. I actually looked that up.
Yeah, it's just an insect. See you later. That's what the kid says.
There's a part. Yeah, there's another thing that was earlier in the movie where they're like saying, where they're like, "Hey, does Ghidorah eat people?" And there's a part with someone saying, "There's more energy in the earth from in plants." And I was like, "Oh, it's like a vegetarian message." Metamorphosis instant. He's made up of a bunch of little Mothras. Okay, so
the new design Mothra is pretty cool.
So we get a whole new Mothra, it's like a Mothra makeover.
Yeah, it kind of has a sleek aerodynamic head instead of a big round one.
Yeah, he's got cute fuzziness in his face.
Yeah, the
green eyes.
The wings are kind of pointed. They're a bit pointed.
My favorite line in the movie, which was my initial complaint about Mothras in general, is when the mom says, well, even if it is a big moth, it's still a moth.
Yeah, but it's big. It's got a predator laser, like the little tri-lasers, like the predator uses to like shoot people. That was kind of new too.
So new Mothra fights
Des Ghidorah.
And has the big finishing move.
Yeah, where it splits into tons of little moths and surrounds Des Ghidorah, which I thought looked kind of cool. But it's still kind of dumb.
Fly in a circle, releasing glitter, and Des Ghidorah explodes.
I had to say, after I got past like that first 15 minutes or so, I kind of got into this movie a lot more because it's the majority of the movie is completely centered around Mothra and Des Ghidorah and the twins and the bad Rita Repulsa lady. You don't see a lot of that in these movies. You get a lot of military, like in Shin Godzilla, you get a lot of conference room meetings. So it was kind of nice, and it was interesting to see, like, the Mothra twins. They're pretty much the main characters. I know the family's kind of the main characters, but usually the twins just kind of show up, give some exposition, and then leave. In this one, they kind of have, they're more involved in the story, which is cool. It kind of gets
right, and they add basically a villain of the same people, yeah. Elias, the race of the little people. They throw the amulet, and it magically seals up.
The kid hugs it. Goes far.
In the end, yeah, they reveal that Belvera is definitely their sister, because like they're like, oh, don't, we love our sister. They don't want to.
Even though your sister makes you mad, you still love her. And oh yeah, we, you know, happy family and stuff.
There's a part when then they're going to they offer the kids a ride on Mothra.
Uh-huh. Are they? And yeah.
There's a great moment where they go, can we really ride her? And the response they get when they ask, can we really ride her, is, the caterpillar became a moth and received its power from a 10,000-year-old tree. Yeah, but that's not what? That wasn't the question.
So, yes?
And then the saddest part, where they go like, well, because the whole underlying message in this one is environmental.
Yeah.
And they go, maybe when we have grandchildren, maybe people will respect the environment. So then I start going like, oh, it's been 22 years. How do we think that's going now?
Great.
Oh, and Mothra heals the earth with glitter.
That's great.
All the environment that got all messed up during the movie, she just flies over it and sprinkles her fairy dust, and it all turns back to green.
Yeah.
And there's some scene, then one of the last shots of the kid, of Taiki,
mm-hmm.
he's got this bitter look on his face. And it's like, what? What is that? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
That'll be something for the thing.
Okay.
At the end, it's like, seems like, yeah.
Maybe he didn't get to ride Mothra. That's why.
No, they rode Mothra. We saw Mothra.
I don't know, man. I don't know why he was so mad.
It's just like everyone's like, ah, da, da, and he's like,
Well, there's two more of these. It might be a while before we revisit them. And I think they changed the design of Mothra again.
I have
some
toys and stuff of Mothras that definitely aren't, that are slightly different. Yeah.
You have one that's one of those.
I think it's
the second one.
It's not this one. Because this one definitely had more green.
Yeah.
And the one you have has like blue. It's got more blue.
Yeah. That's the second one. I haven't seen the third one, though.
But the same kind of thing. Like, they do that kind of like tufts of fur kind of around the eyes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A little less round in the face.
Yeah.
A little more pointy in the.
I think if I was a little kid, I'd be cool with this movie. I think I'm okay with it now. Just getting through that first chunk was tough. But,
just getting through that type of special effect of just sliding.
But for the most part, other than the fairy Mothra, the little one, it was just straight up monsters fighting each other. And then we got like the sort of rigid Des Ghidorah that flies, you know, the one where it's the flying version of the suit where it doesn't move.
There was really good antenna puppeteering.
Yeah.
I thought, like, when they'd be close up on the faces of Mothra and also on Fairy, and it would move. Oh, yeah, the Mothra. Yeah, the shot of the Mothra at the end looks kind of like the one I have actually. I went to sneak a peek trying to find the picture of the bitter guy, and I accidentally clicked on the wrong Rebirth.
Oh, yeah, that's
Rebirth. Spoiler.
But you have the toy. So it's not much unless you saw something crazy. I think there's a Godzilla-type creature in Rebirth 2. More of an upright sort of Space Godzilla-looking creature, if I remember right.
Yeah, I like... I'm a fan of the newer puppets just because they're a little... It's also interesting is how when Mothras fly, they don't bat their wings any faster when they're flying fast.
Yeah, It's definitely for show. I think there was Godzilla GMK, the giant all-out monsters attack, where I think the wings may have gone a little bit faster. They weren't as stiff. They kind of had like a flow to them.
Yeah.
So that was kind of nice. But yeah, that was a newer movie. That was in the post 2000, and this is still, you know, mid 90s. But it'll be interesting to watch the other two. I'm sure they both came out maybe prior to 2000, and to see what kind of stuff they did as far as advancing. Maybe the effects look less 90s.
Like, the kid had a t-shirt on that said staff on it. It's like, oh yeah, where does this kid work?
You have anything else for this one? I'm tapped out of notes. I'm glad we watched it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Not a lot of destruction except for the dam. And mostly they just fought around the hills and stuff. But it was all right. It was all right. The family got less annoying as it went along. And I mean, there's no real plot to it. You know, they took the seal out and they needed to put it back at the end. So, yeah, it was all right.
So that's basically what's going to happen the next time. It's gonna, oh, seal got out again.
No, because I think it's a different monster they fight.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Des Ghidorah comes back. I could be wrong. In our next episode, it's been a while. We're going to get back to Godzilla. And we're going to watch Terror of Mechagodzilla.
Cool.
This is the second Mechagodzilla movie. It came out after Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. And it's Eiichiro Honda's last Godzilla movie. It's the last one he did. So I don't remember much about it except Titanosaur is in it. I don't know if you're familiar with Titanosaur. He looks like, remember that book, Danny and the Dinosaur? Kind of looks like a brontosaurus, but on two legs. I don't know. It's a weird looking character. He's got a big long neck like a giraffe.
Okay.
But I'm excited. I don't remember who the bad guys are. I don't know if there's, I'm trying to think if there's aliens in it, but I don't know.
Oh, is Titanosaur not a bad monster?
I think it's another thing where it's Godzilla and someone versus Titanosaur and Mechagodzilla, I think. I forget. It's been so long since I've seen it. So I'm excited to watch it. You should be able to watch that on kaijupod.com. We'll have a link for you there if it's available online to watch. And you also get our links to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. So, yeah, check it out. Terror Mechagodzilla. I'm excited.
Cool.
And then that's all I have until next time. Oh, boy.
Boy.
I'm going to go, I don't know. I want to do something to help Mothra from drowning, but it's too late for that. So
I'm going to go TP an ancient tree.
That's better.